Everybody, we are here at GDC 2023. I just got a chance to check out Pixel Ripper 1978, the best year on the planet, the one that matters the most. Anybody before or after, I don't know what you have to do. It's not about me, it's about you. And I'm here with, your name, I'm sorry?
Anna Ribeiro.
And what do you do on the team?
I'm the creative director and creator of Pixel Ripper.
Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. And I'm sad that I didn't get the memo about your outfit because I would have tried to have worn the same thing. And I'm sad now that I don't have a matching outfit because I think it would look amazing.
Next time, you know.
Let me know, and I'm seeing if you get the shoulders, you get for the belly, it'll work. We'll figure it out. So I got a chance to play the game on PSVR 2 today. Very excited that I got a chance to check out the VR version of it because I am a huge VR fan and a big fan of the game. I got a chance to check out the ones previously, and then it was brilliant. I love the nostalgia that it brings to the table. Talk a little bit about, you know, how it's been kind of working on this version of it and now kind of having this extra layer of the VR content.
It's super exciting because it's the third game in the series.
Yeah.
So it actually this year had made 10 years of Pixel Ripped since it was my student project. Had been 10 years working on this game. But it's really good to see the franchise growing so much. We released Pixel Ripped 1989.
Yeah.
1995, and now 1978, the year you was born.
The year I was born, I'm old.
Yes.
What? Don't get mad at me.
We did this game for you.
I hope so. I mean, look, there were things in the demo that were very nostalgic for me, like getting a chance to, you know, hold an Atari controller, you know, all of that stuff. Folks in offices who are kind of weird looking, like all that stuff is reminiscent of my life in various ways. How was it to kind of think about that time frame as well for the way you're thinking about games and how that kind of plays?
So Atari was my first console.
Yeah.
It's my first memory as a person.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I think I was like 4, and I remember my father arriving at home with something that would control the television. And everyone was like in the living room, it was like this big event, and everyone was like, oh, wow, what is this? It's gonna control the television.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a big deal. It was like, how can you control the TV? It's like, wow. And I remember it was the Atari, when we got the Atari. So it means a lot for me, for my family, and it's just an honor to actually be able to make this game together with the Atari.
Yeah.
Actually published the game with Atari. Because we had been like, Pixel was all about being a love letter to the history of gaming.
Yeah.
So all the episodes are about representing that era. So 1989 was about Game Boy, 1995, 16-bit, Sega Genesis against Nintendo, the release of the PlayStation 1, and now 1978, we actually had started, like, we're working on this game and we're doing like kind of like, it is like Atari, but it wasn't Atari, and we had this console it looked like. It could be the 2600, but no, it was like called Volcano, and was, and we kind of working on this game. We had the game like almost done. It was like a week before we actually we had a teaser ready to release this teaser trailer. And Ricardo, the CEO of Avery, was at DICE Award last year, and he was there with another game from Avery that was nominated, Yuki VR. And then when he was there having lunch, 4 guys with Atari shirt sit on the table. If it was one guy, like, what are the chances? Like, if it was one guy with one Atari shirt, it could be like, oh, it's just a fan. But 4 guys, come on. And then he met the CEO of Atari, and then he was looking for, like, or maybe licensing the games.
Yeah.
And when they saw the teaser, they're like, we want to publish. Huh. They're, like, back in business, and they are, like, pushing games. Like, they are into games and, like, pushing, releasing a bunch of games now. And it's super exciting to be together with Atari releasing the first VR game with them. So
yeah,
it has been like a dream. I'm still like, is this going on? Is this really happening? Because for the first time, we actually are able to not like make, oh, this is like Sonic. This
right.
is a red raccoon, like we did
in
People kind of knew what a Sonic. Now we're like, this is Bentley from Crystal Castles. This is him. And it's so cool to have like moments that we can actually use like posters and arcade machines from Missile Command, and have a food fighter and the cartridge from, there's a moment in the game you didn't get to play, but there's bugs in the game, so we kind of had a glitched cartridge of Food Fight and Centipede, Haunted House, and they're really cool about it. Atari, that's something really cool also, because we were like, can we actually, are you guys okay? We are like, making this buggy version of Food Fight is all broken, there's bugs coming out, and it's fine. And there's like a big plot in the game that it's, the game was like really far in development. So sure. We had the narrative nailed. Like, so we're like, are they going to be okay that we're mentioning the crash of the industry? And they're like, totally fine. It's history. Let's do it. So this is also has been a really good match. I think we had the same audience. And we also, they're really cool to work with. So yeah, it has been a blast. Like, I'm really happy that we're doing this together. It's a dream come true, man. Like, I can't talk forever about this.
No, I love it. I mean, I love the enthusiasm that you have for it, especially because it is really cool to be able to say we're using properties from Atari in a way that they haven't really given license for before, especially doing things in a VR sense. The thing that I really love about what I got a chance to play was, not only was the nostalgia layer there, but it just feels really good and competent as a VR title. Like, I love the fact that I'm moving around the space and I'm being asked to look at so many different things, and it feels like controls are really tight, and, you know, being able to like hold an Atari controller in VR. Yes. Also feels really interesting and fun and cool. Can you talk a little bit really quickly about, you know, the how it's been kind of working in VR spaces too, now that, you know, you got the trust of Atari to kind of do that work with you, and it's been in previous titles too. So how has it been to kind of see the iteration and kind of growth of the VR space too that when you've been working
there? Yeah, we have been with the industry, I felt like, since the beginning. I mean, since the new beginning.
Yeah.
This is much older than we think, but yeah, it is a challenge. I'm not going to say it's easy.
Sure.
But that's the reason we like working with VR. It's just changing and evolving and being part of this and being able to, in a way, change history, right?
Yeah.
So the first game was the DK1. I had the Oculus DK1 developer kit, you know.
Yeah.
It's moved a lot.
The thing is this big.
Yeah, takes up whole, it felt like wow, we're like Wild Wild West of VR. It's now it's still like small community, but I think we grow so much. Like the controllers are like the headsets. Everything was so different. Everyone was trying a bunch of weird stuff. Now we kind of finally getting to the point of like doing the port for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
It was so easy. I was so worried because 1989, when we did the port, when you had like another headset, we do the port, like everything would break. And sadly, all the shaders in the game were pink. Everything was lost. We had to kind of change Unity version, changing the engine version of the game.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare, like 2 months of development just to do a port. Mm. And when we did the port for PlayStation VR 2, it was like, bang, 15 days. The first demo was like running. There was a few bugs, but nothing like terrible like in the past. So yeah. I think the hardest part is to keep it up with these new devices. And also we had to keep doing ports. So we are now working. There's a whole team working the port for Pixel Rip 1995 on PlayStation VR 2.
Oh, nice.
If you don't do the port, the games, they kind of are gone forever in
sure.
history. So that's the hard part. But it's exciting. We don't know what is going to come next. Like we have now hand tracking, all trackers in the world, and then now haptics everywhere, everything shakes, and now your head shakes. Yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, let's find something to the head shake, and then who knows what's going to come tomorrow. So
I felt it in the demo. Again, it's like you're using and utilizing the head, the hardware in a really interesting way, too. I know I can't keep you super, super long. I'd love to talk to you forever. But it's tell the folks at home when things are dropping, if you have a date, if there are things are coming close, when we should hear more about it. I'd love to hear more about that.
There is no date yet, but I can say it's really close because we're finishing beta, so it's kind of like the moment we're like polishing. The only thing we can say for sure, we know we're going to release on the PlayStation VR 2, on the Quest, on the Steam VR, all major headsets.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's keep it updated because we're going to be like posting more really, really soon. We can't say the date.
No worries, no worries. And when things happen, you know, I'll let you know where you can go find it and
stay
go check
tuned.
It out. Well, again, thank you so much for having me. Congratulations on almost 10 plus years of doing this work together. And
yes.
In the space, and it's always amazing to see you folks have this longevity.
It's
in
so
the game
long, I feel. I am this person now, and I feel when I wear other clothes, I'm doing a cosplay of a normal person.
I love it. So next time I see you, you'll be like, oh, so where's your oh, no, this is just me now. This is who
you
I am.
You should put the helmet to say goodbye.
I'm where is it?
It's really big. It's a real.
So this is going to be me now.
It's a real armor, so it's really heavy. You're gonna feel it.
Oh my God.
The power.
Oh my God.
You feel the power?
Oh, this could hurt somebody. But this is great. This is the way.
You're ready
this,
for the one now.
See, now I can't see. Now I want one of these. Now I want one for real. Well, this is the best way to sign off. Again, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for showing me the game. And again, we're going to talk more about this. And I'd love to have you on the show
at some point
to talk about all the work that you've been doing in the space for so long, because it's brilliant.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank you. This was great.
GDC 2023, we're going to get up out of here. Much love to you all. We'll see you all very, very soon. Much love. Peace.